The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen.
Tonight, our special guest on Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is award-winning slack key guitar player, singer-songwriter Makana. Makana has been called the greatest living slack key guitar player in the world, and he has opened for such artists as Santana, Sting, Elvis Costello, Chris Isaac, and the Buenaventura Social Club. Welcome to the show, Makana.
Thank you for having me.
You wrote a song for the Occupy movement called We Are the Many.
I did.
And that was a sensation. Do you want to tell us about that?
Sure, yeah. I was traveling on the East Coast last year, right around the beginning of the Occupy movement, and visited New York and visited Zuccotti Park, and just kind of felt out the vibe of what was going on. And upon my return home, I was reading some articles, and one in particular talking about how if this movement had been going on in the 60s, there'd be a lot of music around it, but there really wasn't an anthem. There really wasn't anything summarizing the sentiment of the nation and what people were protesting about. And I thought to myself, I could do that. So I sat down and wrote this song.
Will you play it for us now?
Would love to.
Come here, gather round the stage. The time has come for us to voice our rage against the ones who trapped us in a cage to steal from us the value of our wage from underneath the vestiture of law. The lobbyists at Washington do not. At liberty, the bureaucrats guffaw. And until they are purged, we won't withdraw. We'll occupy the streets. We'll occupy the courts. We'll occupy the offices of you. Till you do. Bidding of the many, not the few. Our nation was built upon the right of every person to improve their plight. For the laws of this republic they rewrite. And now a few own everything in sight. They own it free of liability. They own, but they are not like you and me. Their influence dictates legality. And until they are stopped, we are not free. We'll occupy the streets, we'll occupy the courts, we'll occupy the offices of you, till you do, the bidding of the many, not the few. Your monopolies with guns while sacrificing our daughters and sons. But certain things belong to everyone. Your thievery has left the people none. So take heed of our notice to redress. We have little to lose, we must confess. Your empty words do leave us unimpressed. A growing number join us in protest. We occupy the streets, we occupy the courts, we we occupy the offices of you till you do. Bidding of the many, not the few. You can't divide us into sides, and from our gaze you cannot hide. Denial serves to amplify, and our allegiance you can't buy. Our government is not for sale. The banks do not deserve a bail. We will not reward those who fail. We will not move till we prevail. We'll occupy the streets. We'll occupy the courts. We'll occupy the offices of you till you do. Of the many, not the few. We'll occupy the streets. We'll occupy the courts. We'll occupy the offices of you till you do. The bidding of the many, not the few. We are the many. Are the few.
We are the many.
We are the many. Wow. And this song has more of a story than that, too, because you wrote it as a protest and you got to sing it as a protest.
I did. The timing was incredible. I wrote the song in late October last year, and then I got a call a week later from the White House social office to perform at the World Leaders Dinner at the APEC conference in Honolulu. And I had previously played at the White House in 2009. I was in the meanwhile working on a video for the song, and I put the video up the day before the APEC dinner, and it started immediately going viral. A lot of my fans were like, "You're gonna play this at the dinner, right?" And I was like, "I'm not sure. You guys are crazy. I might get in trouble." You know, I wasn't sure about it. And it just so happened that I played for 2.5 hours at the dinner. And at some moment in the dinner, I thought, "You know what? I think this is probably the most appropriate place in the world to play this song. And there's a reason why I was invited to be here in the presence of half of the world's leaders." And presidents and prime ministers. And I did it in a fashion that wasn't disruptive, but I was able to play it for an extended period of time. And the whole concept of protesting, it wasn't so much that I thought that they would actually reorient themselves to the public welfare and the public good, but it was more about making a statement. And when the media picked it up, in looking back at the tens of thousands of letters and emails that I got from around the world, people were really inspired. And I think that the biggest issue that we face is this agreement to authority. The sentiment was, you know, "I'm so glad you stood up to authority. It's an abuse of authority, and this needed to be said." And it gave people a sense of strength and solidarity.
Well, and it did go to the media. You were on
Huge.
CNN twice.
CNN multiple times, BBC, Democracy Now, ABC, Fox, Washington and Huffington Posts. I interviewed live on Sean Hannity. It was pretty outrageous. It was a number one story on Yahoo for 2 days.
Wow, that's huge.
It did reach a lot of people. It's an important message.
It is an important message. And we're glad you brought it here.
Thank you. I'm happy to share.
Now, for anybody who doesn't know, you are Hawaiian.
Well, I'm from Hawaii.
Yes.
My ancestry is mixed, actually. I have many ancestries. Not Hawaiian blood. I have French, English, Eastern European, Irish, Chinese, and Native American. But my mother is from Hawaii. I'm born and raised there. And my culture is Hawaiian.
And that's important because it does influence your music.
Hugely. Hawaiian music is a world unto itself, although it is kind of an amalgam of many world musics and influences that came to Hawaii over the past 200 years. And the Hawaiians kind of absorbed all of that and created their own music.
You are famous for being the best slack key guitar player around.
Slack key guitar is, I compare it to like how Spain has flamenco, Brazil has a bossa nova, Hawaii has slack key guitar, and we call it slack key for two reasons. One, because we slack the keys, and right now I'm in a standard tuning, we call it. And I'm slacking the strings. So what I've done is tune it to a chord now. And I'm not holding any positions, I'm just strumming it open. So it's already tuned to a chord, so that frees up my fretting hand to alter the sound. And what I do with my picking hand, and this is the tradition of slack key, is I get an alternating bass line. And over that I'll put a melody. I'll play them at the same time. So the whole thing about slack key is creating this illusion of two or three guitars, and it can go a lot of places. Here's a little feel of how the music sounds.
Fantastic.
It's a fun way to play guitar. And you can do a lot with it beyond Hawaiian music. I play other forms of music, rock and folk and blues and whatnot, using the technical approach of slack key. It's a really ingenious approach the Hawaiians created. And it came pretty much out of not having access to a lot of guitars or instruments. So they had to find a way to accompany themselves on a single instrument.
Well, it is ingenious and so beautiful.
It's really pretty. It's a pretty music.
It is.
Well, Hawaii is a pretty place.
It is a beautiful place. And you were featured, some of your music was featured, in the George Clooney movie, The Descendants, which was all filmed in Hawaii.
Yes, it was. I really loved the film, too. I thought it represented Hawaii well. The director was intent on all of the music in the film being Hawaiian music by Hawaii artists. And it was really a blessing from our perspective as Hawaiian musicians to be able to go to a film and hear, you know, this traditional music, which is so rare in a theater setting. But also it created a soundtrack that is very unique in the context of soundtracks today. And so the soundtrack's been doing extremely well. And it was actually number one on Billboard for 7 weeks, I think.
You're right. For the movie itself, it was the perfect soundtrack. So evocative of the place, so evocative of the culture.
Yeah, it really was. And some of the music that was used, some of it we created, my friends and I, but some of the music was existing from a long time ago by musicians that have passed away. For instance, Gabby Pahinui, who's one of the great masters, and his good friend, who was my teacher, Uncle Sonny Chillingworth, is also featured on the soundtrack. And I was Sonny's last protege. When I was 13, and at the time he was considered the living legend and master of the art form of Hawaiian slack key guitar, And so we were awarded a grant from the State Foundation on Culture and the Arts. I was just a little kid. And so I used to go to Uncle Sonny's house and sit there in his garage. And he was so great. I mean, you know, I didn't understand how profound an experience it was to learn from him at the time. As I look back, I go, wow, you know, that was life-changing. But at the time, it was just, okay, going to Uncle Sonny's house. When he would teach me, he was so fast on the guitar. He's such a technician. He would kind of get lost because he had to slow down and start, like, breaking down what he was doing and think about it. And he always had the hardest time because when he played, it just flowed through him. Like, he didn't think at all. And so we'd always crack up about that. But he really did bless me. And before him, I learned from Bobby Modero and Uncle Raymond Kane. And so the different families throughout Hawaii had different approaches and styles of slack key. If you listen to their music, you hear such personality, and I think that the reason is because they're responsible for playing the bass, the rhythm, and the melody. So when you're handling that much of the symphony, you know, so much of your personality comes through. And so I was able to learn from two very different musical family traditions. So that's the foundation of my music today.
And you're going to be playing with a Southern California Slack Key Guitar Festival soon.
I am.
In January.
Every year.
January 20th. And that's going to be at the Redondo Performing Arts Center. So everyone should mark their calendar and come down and hear more from Makana and also from other Slack Key guitar players.
That's going to be an incredible show. It sells out every year. Some of the old masters will be there. And this show, we're going to be doing not only our own sets, but interweaving and doing a lot of improv, which is always fun.
Wow. So kind of jazz slack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like an amazing show.
It is. People, and you know, it's funny. I mean, people will drive like 5 hours to come to see a slack key show. It's a music that is very heart-centered.
Well, and you're going to be performing in Los Angeles before then.
I am on November 28th, Wednesday. I'm playing at St. Rock in Hermosa Beach. I've done shows there before, and it's a great little venue. And, of course, I love being near the ocean. So, yeah, Wednesday, November 28th at St. Rock.
And in a couple of months, on March 2nd, that's a Saturday, you're going to be at the Broad Stage in Santa Monica.
That's going to be a great show. That is an amazing venue. And I'll be doing a co-headline with George Kahumoku, which is one of the Renaissance men of Hawaiian music. He's a taro farmer and a fisherman and a hunter, and he's a teacher, and he plays his own family style of slack key, and there'll be some other of his friends coming. So I think they'll be doing kind of the backyard Hawaiian style music, and I'll be doing some of the more contemporary solo styles of slack key guitar. And some of my original stuff too. I've been composing a lot, as you heard, We Are the Many. And my new music, I'm into diversity. So I do slack key, but I write a lot of lyrics. So I'm writing on piano now, and we're getting to release a couple records in the next 6 months to a year.
Wow. Where can our listeners tune in and find out when that's coming down the pike? Because we want to hear that.
Yeah, at makanamusic.com, M-A-K-A-N-A, makanamusic.com.
Makana is all A's.
Yep.
Like that. Well, Makana, I want to thank you so much for being a guest on the show.
Thank you, Carolyn. It's great to be here.
And will you play us another tune, another example of that slack key guitar?
Sure. Thank you.
Come back after the break for music from Daryl Holter. Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley. Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 a.m. and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Here's Daryl Holter with the title track from Crooked Hearts, which has climbed to number 17 on the U.S. up-and-coming charts. November 26th, that's Monday. You can hear him live at the 7 Grand in downtown L.A.
I met her on a wintry day from a guy I knew in my Red Wing days. He said she's the best for that kind of work. We cut the deal over a couple of beers in a no-name bar not far from here. Split a rock down the middle, nobody gets hurt. Well, she's a girl with special skills. She carries her own tools. And I'm the guy sets up the job inside. I fired up the Cadillac. She threw her bag into the back. And she smiled at me and said, I'm going for the ride. The target was a liquor store. We broke in through the alley door. I led her to the office and the safe. She took out her bag of tricks. I listened as the seconds ticked. To finally all the tumblers fell into place. We scooped up all the money, put it in a paper bag. We jumped into the car I parked outside. She rolled down the windows, the wind blew her hair. She leaned her head back and sank to the air. I'm going with you. I'm going for the ride. Myself alone, and the bag was gone, and the cops came crashing through the door. So now I sit in the county jail with a hell of a headache and a story to tell, and I feel like I've been here before. Some of us grow older and learn. I'm
This is Carolyn Fox, and you can follow my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Here's an award-winning track from Spottiswood and His Enemies from their Wild Goose Chase Expedition CD. This is Chariot.
Nothing to say. Only a melody. Nothing to hold, only a memory. Summer has come, summer has gone. Now run to your chariot, run to your chariot, counting the days until the war begins.
Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, we like to hear from you. Go to cfoxrocks.com, that's our website, to the Contact Us page and drop us a line. Here's a track from Eileen Carey, which has been getting a lot of attention. This is Don't Get Me Wrong.
Dazzle. ocean. I might be great tomorrow, but hopeless yesterday.
Stay tuned after the break for music from Macy Gray.
The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 AM and at 6 PM local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at CFoxRocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at CarolynFoxRocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at CFoxRocks.com.
Why not follow us on Facebook at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight? From her covered CD, this is Macy Gray with a Kanye West tune. Influenced by Nina Simone, this is Love Lockdown.
I'm not loving you the way I wanted to. What I had to do, I had to run from you. I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong. And it haunted me all the way home. So you never know, never, never know. Never know enough till it's over, love. Till we lose control, system overload. Screaming no, 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 no. I'm not loving you the way I wanted to. See, I wanna move, can't escape from you. See, I keep it low, keep it secret, though. Everybody else don't have to know. Keep your love locked down and you lose. I'm not loving you the way I wanted to. I can't keep my cool, so I keep it true. I got something to lose, so I gotta move. I can't keep myself and still keep you true. So I keep in mind when I'm on my own. So we're far from home in the danger zone. How many times did I tell you fall? It finally got through, you lose. I'm not loving you where I wanted to. See, I had to go, see, I had to move. No more wasting time, you can't wait for life. We're just wasting time, where's the finish line? Give me your love, lock down and you lose. I know I
Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is on the air every week at this time and on Facebook at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Here's Paul Mark and the Van Dorens with the title track from their Smartest Man in the Room CD. Go ahead, join the game. Who's the smartest man in the room this week?
When I was young, my mama made me vow to hitch a ride with a fast-talking crowd. So I scratched a few backs and I licked a few boots. Now they're calling me the smartest man in the room. The traffic stopped when I walked down the street. I'm in the headlines whenever I sneeze. And the clowns got balloons. The world stops to hear the smartest man in the room. I got cufflinks, I got ties, monogram shirts, and a humble smile. My past is clouded, but the future is clear. I'm talking about love when I'm dealing in fear. Smartest man in the
Fox, inviting you to follow my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Coming up next, we have a track from the Best Of CD from Peter Himmelman. This is Mission of My Soul.
Beside you, I'm there for you wherever you go. When you're hungry, I'll satisfy you. That's the mission of my soul. Yeah. Yeah. confession, I'm there to listen. When you're crossing the ocean, I got a boat to row. When you need attention, your audience won't be missing. Well, that's the mission of my soul. Yeah. Bed now. When you're unsure, I'm gonna let you know. I say, baby, don't trouble your head now. Well, that's the mission of my soul. Plans and you need a partner, baby, I'm your man, just tell me when do we go. You be my flower,
you be my flower,
and I'll be your gardener. Well, that's the mission of my soul. Yeah.
Break. We have music from John Lee Hooker Jr. Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley, Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 a.m. and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Here's John Lee Hooker Jr. with Tired of Being a Housewife.
She had a hobby fixing puzzles. She was a member of the PTA. Walked the dog through the park like clockwork every day. Helped a girl sell cookies in front of the grocery store. She threw the cookies in the air one day and said, I can't take it no more. She was tired of being a housewife, tired of being alone. You didn't have to look too far to find her. She was always at her home. friends on Facebook. She played games late at night. She had a deadbeat husband, all he did was fuss and fight. He drank wine and watched porn on his DVD. If she needed affection, he was fast asleep. She was tired of being a housewife, tired of being alone. You didn't have to look too far to find her. She was always at her home. Them off at my dear's house so she could be alone. She went back in the closet and got her most sexiest dress. She jumped in the tub and came out fresh. Put on a wig, some makeup, and a touch of perfume. Got her nails and her feet done. She was really, really groomed. Stopped at Walgreens to get her some protection. Her main objective was to get her some love and affection. She was tired of being a housewife, tired of being alone. You didn't have to look too far to find her. She was always at her home. You didn't have to look too far to find her. She was always at her home.
Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, we like to hear from our listeners. So go to our website at cfoxrocks.com. Click on the Contact Us page and drop us a note. Here's The Shadow with As the Sun Sets in the West.
Eternal march of time in a domain of no man's land. Joined and fueled by corporate greed, bringing forth the brand new
Oh,
us on Facebook at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Here's another track that our special guest this week, Makana, recorded live in the studio with us. It's a traditional Hawaiian tune called Ahulili. Velvet-voiced vixen, thanking you for tuning in to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight and inviting you to come back and join us next week when we'll have a brand new show. We're going to play you out tonight with a little blues from Tom Hunter. Yes, this is Layin' in the Alley.